Hi, everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
Hey, today we're talking about British English versus American English. So this is a follow-up episode, right?
Right, because our episode number 10 about British English versus American English was so popular that we decided it would be a great idea to do a follow-up.
That's why we have invited a very special guest.
Yes, hi, Sarah. Could you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hello, my name is Sarah and I live in Imola. I'm married to Matteo, who is Italian, and that's why we now live in this town. I'm originally from a town the size of Imola in the UK called Leamington Spa, which is in Warwickshire in the centre of England. In England, I worked as a foreign languages teacher, and now I teach English as a foreign language to all ages, but mainly to adults at the moment. I love my job, and I hope to expand my teaching and translation skills to as wide a variety of situations as possible.
Great. So Sarah, when you're speaking with Americans, like myself, what are some of the main differences that strike you between British and American English?
As a British speaker, I'm more formal still. I prefer form. Americans are much more outgoing, generally. They're much more relaxed. They have a much stronger can-do mindset, which comes across in their language and in the way that they interact with people. We British are still very reserved, very cautious when we're meeting people. I think we're much more relaxed now than we ever have been. But I think we're still very reserved, we're still very concerned with form and politeness.
Can you think of any examples in particular?
Americans will say, I guess that's correct, whereas I suppose is very British, very English, and it's much more formal. I'm not guessing anything, I am assuming something to be the case. So I therefore say, I suppose that's true, instead of I guess that's true.
Oh, Sarah, I think we need to discuss a very important topic that affects us all. Restrooms versus toilet.
Good point. So, British English?
May I use your bathroom, please? May I go to the toilet, please? Americans, on the other hand, they say restroom.
Yeah.
Or bathroom, definitely bathroom, but most usually restroom. And to me, that seems very strange, actually, to say restroom. I mean, I think it's a euphemism for what you do there. You are taking a little rest, perhaps, but...
You're right. Okay. Can you think of anything else?
I notice a difference in the use of past tenses.
Oh, you mean the present perfect versus the
simple past?
Uh-huh, right.
For example, if I say in English, have you been to school today? Americans would say, did you go to school today? When we use or teach the past simple, it's always with a marker of a specific time in the past, a specific time which has finished. I mean, okay, today is ongoing, so that goes with the present perfect, which is, have you been to school today? Because the day hasn't finished yet. I could say, did you catch the bus this morning to go to school?
Another difference between American and British English pertains to our dear friend Barb,
the chicken truck driver that sometimes joins us here on My American Friend. I guess that she wouldn't be called a truck driver in the UK, right?
I would say lorry driver.
Uh-huh, so she would be Barb the chicken lorry driver. All right then, we've added some useful details to what we had already covered in our episode number 10. Thanks a lot to our friend Sarah.
Well, goodbye to you too, and I very much look forward to taking part in this again in the near future.
Thanks for being with us, and come back anytime.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
It's so great having guests here. We feel it's important to give our listeners a full experience in the variety of accents found among the English-speaking world.
Okay, don't forget to read the transcript and to come visit us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, Podomatic, and iTunes. Thank you for listening and see you soon.
Bye-bye.
My American Friend.